It's 8:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A weekend rally at the state capitol pushed back against rising hate crimes. Denverite Kevin Beatty was there Saturday.
I promise to protect and stand up for you.
The crowd gathered to protest hate crimes against Asian and Pacific Islander communities. The rally was planned before the Boulder shooting, where the accused suspect was born in Syria. Nadine Ibrahim, a member of the Colorado Muslim Leadership Council, said people are now worried about Islamophobic hate crimes, too.
A large portion of the Muslim community here in Colorado is largely part of the AAPI community, so their cause is also our cause.
While many said they felt compounding traumas in the last few weeks, they also expressed hope. People were coming together to support each other.
This is not acceptable at all.
I'm Kevin Beatty with Denverite.
Students from the Colorado School of Mines are searching a cemetery in Pueblo for mass graves from more than 100 years ago. CPR's Claire Cleveland has more.
In 1904, a railroad bridge failed. Then, in 1918, the Spanish flu swept through Pueblo. And in 1921, the Arkansas River Valley flooded. All in all, more than 1,000 people died. Historians believe local officials turned to mass graves to handle the overwhelming loss of life. Now, students are using ground-penetrating radar to look underground in Roselawn, a historic Pueblo cemetery, for any signs. The cemetery plans to erect 3 commemorative memorials in June. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
The U.S. Forest Service has approved exploratory drilling for a possible dam project in the White River National Forest. The dam would create a reservoir near the Holy Cross Wilderness Area. The project could help meet growing water demands for Colorado Springs and Aurora. Today is Cesar Chavez Day in Denver. Some city offices are closed and Denver parking meters are free today. Chavez was a champion of farm workers' rights. He played a key role in Colorado's Chicano movement in the 1960s and 70s. Denver has highs today near 70, then snow and colder weather tomorrow. This is CPR News.